In an 8-1 vote, the Supreme Court ruled today that a Texas law prohibiting abortions after 6 weeks can remain in place. But the court added that providers are free to pursue litigation against the state law. This case had many wondering if the court would overturn the precedent set in Roe versus Wade. Let's break this down with Sarah McCammon. She's NPR's national correspondent covering abortion rights. And Sarah, this ruling did not strike down the Texas law, but it is allowing pending lawsuits to move forward. What are you hearing from advocates for and against abortion rights?
So overall, I would say opponents of abortion rights are mostly pleased with what happened today, and they're very hopeful about what the Supreme Court may do in the months to come. While one of these decisions is a victory for abortion providers who are challenging the law and that it allows some lawsuits to move forward, it's arguably a small victory. The court is giving providers just a limited ability to file these lawsuits to block enforcement. They can sue to block state health officials from enforcing SB 8, but that still leaves a lot of other people who could file civil lawsuits. And remember, the way this law is structured is it leaves enforcement to individuals to file civil lawsuits against anyone accused of violating the law, and the penalties can be tens of thousands of dollars. Now, it's important to note that the court has repeatedly declined now to block SB 8, and that's despite the fact that the law bans abortion well before fetal viability, which runs counter to every major Supreme Court decision on abortion since Roe. And in terms of reaction, the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights, issued a statement today decrying what it calls the court's continued failure to stop this blatantly unconstitutional law. Meanwhile, anti-abortion rights groups like the SBA list are praising the decision to keep the law in effect and calling on the court to go further in the months to come.
I want to go back to what you were saying about the ability for providers to sue. Break this down for us. Is there a chance that one of them will get back to the Supreme Court?
Right, Tanya. The court did leave the door open for that and said abortion providers have some leeway to challenge enforcement of SB 8, so that's possible, even likely. But I should also mention there's another challenge underway in state court in Texas. And yesterday, a Texas judge called the enforcement mechanism I just described unconstitutional and blocked certain individuals and groups like Texas Right to Life from filing these lawsuits to enforce it. But again, these are all limited paths for abortion providers to challenge SB 8. And the door is open for a lot of efforts by individual citizens and others who oppose abortion rights to try to stop abortions in Texas.
What does this mean, if anything, because, you know, we're talking in legalese right now. What does this mean, if anything, for people in Texas who are seeking abortion? What is the reality at this moment?
Well, it means that for most people, abortion is not available. The law is still very much in effect. It's been in effect for about 100 days. It makes it very risky for providers to offer abortions. Some have stopped altogether. Those who've continued have had to scale back and only offer them early in pregnancy, as per the law. Many people are traveling outside the state, going to clinics all over the country, and especially in surrounding states. I was just in Louisiana in October at one of these clinics just across the Texas border, and we were told that they were extending their hours to keep up with the demand. Also, this law is having an impact on patients in other states outside of Texas, because especially those border states, a lot of clinics report being overwhelmed with demand and having to move appointments around, struggling to serve everybody who's coming through the door. I would also add, Tanya, that another state law just went into effect in Texas called SB 4, and that adds new restrictions to the use of abortion pills, which just adds another layer of difficulty for many patients.
And there's another case that we will be watching out of Mississippi that is going to the court, and it's expected to hear that in the spring. So we'll be talking about this for several months ahead. That's Sarah McCammon, NPR national correspondent covering abortion rights, on the Supreme Court ruling that the Texas abortion law can stand for now. As always, Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.